With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin DNR has identified two responsible parties for the PFAS contamination in the town of Stella in Oneida County. It comes as the EPA is moving to the next step in the process that could end with the area being declared a Superfund site. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
As of June of this year, 88 private wells within the town of Stella have tested positive for PFAS at levels above the state health recommendations. It's also been found at nearby lakes and rivers, leading the DNR to issue do not eat advisories for fish caught in the Moen chain. The Wisconsin DNR has sent letters to Alstrom Rhinelander and Wausau Paper Corps, naming them as responsible parties for the PFAS contamination in the town of Stella. According to the letter, the current and former Rhinelander paper mill owners have been spreading industrial sludge material on agricultural fields in Stella going back to at least 1996. The letter stated that while the DNR permitted the mill to spread on the field, it did not allow for PFAS to be discharged into the environment. Soil samples from those sites found concerningly high levels of PFAS, whereas almost all other areas of Stella tested where there wasn't sludge spreading had no PFAS compounds. An Alstrom spokesperson told WXPR they are carefully reviewing the letter. Alstrom acquired the mill in 2018 and stopped using PFOS and PFOA, two of the most studied compounds. Fred Hegeman with the DNR says it's a legacy issue.
The biggest issue, of course, is that PFAS is an emerging contaminant, so we weren't measuring for that. There were no requirements for that.
The Wisconsin DNR and EPA representatives at a meeting in Stella Wednesday night told residents that remediation is a long process. The EPA is in the early stages of determining if the area qualifies for the National Priorities List, which could eventually assist in cleaning up contamination. But EPA National Priorities List Coordinator Eric Altz warned it's a years-long process.
I cannot guarantee this. This is why it says tentative. We do not guarantee National Priorities List inclusion, finalization, and this is tentatively projected in 2027.
Residents asked official questions for more than an hour on topics ranging from health concerns to the cleanup process. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
As the contested case hearing for the Enbridge Line 5 relocation project wraps up today in Madison, supporters of the project are urging people to remember what's at stake for rural Wisconsin. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Environmental groups and the Bad River Tribe are challenging permits the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued to Enbridge in November for rerouting the pipeline. After weeks of testimony, final statements are expected today. Nate Zimdars with Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation emphasizes what's at stake for farmers who depend on propane, a byproduct from Line 5.
Oftentimes, our farmers are forgotten about in conversations like this. Just think about the food that's getting put on your table. It's got to come from somewhere. It comes from our farmers who are working really hard during this time of year and are dependent on that energy.
He emphasizes farmers are already experiencing the strains of the federal government shutdown and difficult economic conditions. Opponents of the pipeline are just as determined, saying rerouting Line 5 would be detrimental to the environment, increasing water contamination and threatening cultural resources. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
DNR wardens and deputies from sheriff's departments talked to more than 1,600 riders during an educational campaign. The fifth annual Think Smart Before You Start ATV-UTV education and enforcement campaign was held over Labor Day weekend. While the officers made arrests for those operating while intoxicated, hundreds of educational warnings were also issued to stress the role of safety. The DNR says there have been 34 fatal UTV-ATV crashes in Wisconsin in 2025. Most of them were not wearing seat belts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also contributing factors. Cronin-Wetter and Marathon County may finally have its next administrator. Mike Leishner reports.
Village leaders have announced the hire of James Davil, a former Army colonel and current administrative coordinator for Shawnee County, as the village's next full-time administrator. Davil spent 30 years in the military before retiring in 2018 and moving back to his hometown, where he has also spent time as the county's emergency management director. In a press release, Davil says he sees opportunity to improve an already great community with help from a great team. The administrator position has been unsettled in Cronin-Wetter since the departure of Richard Downey in 2022, with several interim administrators taking the role and two full-time hires who left in less than 6 months.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Filmmakers and researchers are using drones to explore an underwater mountain in Lake Superior. They want to see if Superior Shoal is a hotbed for aquatic life that could offer a refuge for species facing obstacles elsewhere in the Great Lakes. The mountain sits in the middle of Lake Superior, near the boundary between Canadian and U.S. waters. The shoal is about 4 square miles of volcanic rock that rises up from the bottom of the lake to a height of nearly 3 times that of the Statue of Liberty. A researcher says if Superior Shoal is a magnet for aquatic life, then maybe it could offer help for nearshore populations dealing with environmental problems. The Quick Trip chain will stop dealing with pennies. The chain announced in a news release they're making the change after the U.S. Treasury Department's decision to stop penny production. Once Quick Trip stores run out of pennies, cash purchases will be rounded down to the nearest nickel in the guest's favor. Transactions made with credit or debit cards will not be impacted and will be processed at the exact purchase amount. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.